Hi, this is Sally. Hope you're doing well. I want to talk about the potential power of data. We have all seen the multitude of screaming headlines touting big data, Internet of Things or IoT, unstructured data, data warehouses, data marts, business intelligence, data lakes, Hadoop, machine learning, VR, or virtual reality, AR, or augmented reality, Kubernetes, edge computing, NLP, etc., etc., etc. The list goes on and on. The omnipresent, omnipotent promise of data reminds me of the erstwhile dot-com era of the late 90s and early 2000s, where just the appearance of .com at the end of your company name was enough to grant you sky-high valuations and a plethora of venture capital funding. We all know that the .com bubble burst and things came down to reality. Data without insight is of no use. Data which does not provide us with actionable intelligence and predictive abilities will go down the same way as the Sony Walkman and the VHS players of the past. Who cares how many gazillions of data is being generated by connected devices, sensors, wearables, the web, social media, avatars, PlayStation, and other digital technology? If this data cannot be used and analyzed intelligently to find hitherto invisible patterns, trends, and forecast the future. If we cannot do that with the data, it will not be valuable. Everything you ever wanted is waiting on the other side of fear. The political pundits in the 2016 presidential election in the US had previously all predicted that Donald Trump was just a flash in the pan and that he would not stand any chance of sustainability. The same was also prognosticated about Bernie Sanders and how Hillary Clinton had nothing to worry about him emerging as a viable alternative to her as the Democratic nomination for the president. With the benefit of hindsight and the current state of affairs, we all know how horribly wrong those pundits' forecasts and predictions were. Apparently, their crystal ball was not working at best, or at worst, was diametrically misaligned to generate the opposite prognosis. On the flip side, data, when used intelligently to enhance decision-making and leading to proactive and strategically aligned action, can be extremely powerful and valuable. Leveraging the right analytical tools on the right data sets can generate insights into business drivers organization-wide, providing all-encompassing integrated real-time visibility across traditional enterprise, functional, and business process silos. In the future, we will see more edge computing and analytics closer to where the data is generated rather than at a centralized core or data center. With autonomous vehicles, drones, machine learning, augmented reality, virtual reality, everything will be connected. Man and machine will coexist. This can engender increased consistency, efficiency, and effectiveness in supply chain planning, demand management, customer experience management, HR, retail, logistics, operations, distribution, and production planning. By eliminating manual, batch-driven data and periodically recurring consolidation processes, and by automatically garnering both structured and unstructured data within the corporation and across its business network, data can propel us to the proclaimed nirvana state and live up to its promise. When you combine this with any time, anywhere access on any device to the right person at the right time so that they can make the right decision, we will be off to the races. As Robert Frost so eloquently wrote in his famous poem, "The words are dark, the woods are dark and deep, but I have many miles to go before I sleep." The beginning has been made. Though hope is not a strategy, as many of us in sales have learned or have been told by our managers, I am optimistically confident that we can mine the data gold mine and strike it big. Some data-centric intelligence solutions are on the right track, with their customers getting real-time and quantifiable ROI on their BI spends. As an example, Kempinski, the hotel chain, leveraged Infor's enterprise performance management platform to enhance its decision-making and positively impact its business. As Denzel Washington said, "Just because you don't share it on social media doesn't mean you're not up to big things. Live it and stay low-key. Privacy is everything." Privacy is the other side of the coin with data, and the two need to coexist for us to really get the value out of data. The first few steps have been taken. Now, it is up to us to continue the path forward and leverage the data-laden crystal ball. We forget 95% of what we hear in 72 hours. 75% of consumers will not engage with the company they don't trust with their data. The attention span of a human is 8 seconds. That is less than the attention span of a goldfish. More than 2.5 quintillion bytes of data are created each day. Just for scale and comparison, scientists estimate that there are around 7 quintillion grains of sand on all the world's beaches. Just to give you some more interesting statistics on data, Amazon controls 85% of US e-commerce sales for the categories of arts and crafts and party supplies, and 83% of US e-commerce sales for the category of household essentials. That's from Jumpshot. 3 of 37 number of VC-backed startups in Detroit, led by people of color, though African Americans make up nearly 80% of the city's population. That is from the Entry Points 2018 Detroit Entrepreneurial Ecosystem Report. 135 million monthly users of Office 365 exist, while there are 150,000 companies that use Salesforce that has an estimated 3.75 million subscribers, just to give you an idea of scale. As Albert Einstein said, your mind is like a bank. You can only withdraw what you have deposited. Lisa Spelman, VP and General Manager of Intel Xeon Processors, stated, "You don't need as much data as people think you need to be valuable in the artificial intelligence or AI space. We have a responsibility not to collect as much data as possible, but to collect as little data as possible to drive good results." The percentage of global blogs hosted by WordPress is 33.2%. The number of daily users of Slack, which is a collaboration tool, is 10 million. This dominant player on the business messaging space has more than 70,000 customer companies using its collaboration and communication platform. Estimated global athleisure sales by 2024 is 232 billion. The portion of active wear users who wear it when not exercising is 92%. Nobody wants to feel like a number. There are two types of people, those who have already been in an autonomous vehicle for a demo and those who will be. And that's a quote by Jake Segal, CEO of Tome, a Detroit software services company and leader in mobility technology. Data is everywhere. The question is, what are we going to do with it? How can we leverage data to better realign with the customer? In the end, only three things matter: how much you loved, how gently you lived, and how gracefully you let go of things not meant for you. That was by Buddha. In today's crowded marketplace, where demanding customers, shortening product life cycles, and constant innovation, it is imperative for organizations to closely align with their customers' experience. Companies that make the investment into delighting the customer along the customer life cycle will reap significant benefits, enhanced customer loyalty, brand differentiation, and ultimately higher shareholder value. The first step is to understand what the customer really wants, and that can be accomplished by analyzing the data that we are gathering and capturing. Given how obvious this is, it still surprises me as to how many B2B sales calls still focus on how great the company's product and solutions are, the features and benefits of its offerings, and its price competitiveness. What is glaringly conspicuous by its absence is really understanding what the customer needs, their priorities, concerns, and fears, and then showing how your solution can help solve their issues. It's about the customer, not about you or your company's products and services. As Roy Bennett said, don't be pushed around by the fears in your mind. Be led by the dreams in your heart. Stories are the creative conversion of life itself into a more powerful, clearer, more meaningful experience. They are the currency of human contact. That was quoted by Robert McKee. The data is what can help us craft the stories that make sense to the customer. 74% of buyers choose the company that they first hear about. Get in front of your prospects early. Your success isn't about you and your performance. It's about your customers and how they perceive your performance. It all starts with a customer-centric, employee focus and mindset that is cross-functional and bottom-top at the selling organization. This will ensure that operational silos are broken down and the customer is at the core of every interaction and touchpoint. Effective omni-channel marketing, sales, and customer service will become a reality only if each employee across the selling organization adopts a customer-first approach and is enabled to do the right thing for the customer. Both Wall Street and Main Street will reward this paradigm shift in myriad ways, while increasing customer switching costs to build long-term engagement and brand value. Speed matters. Transparency matters. When transparency isn't a priority, it can create this sense of mystery. Are we doing well? Should I be looking for another job? So we present high-level finances on a quarterly basis and invite anyone to dive deeper during the CFO's monthly presentation. Not everyone will take us up on that, and it can be boring. It can go over your head, but I think just knowing that the books are open establishes a level of trust. That's David Heath, co-founder and CEO of Bombas. Businesses aren't B2B or B2C. They're human to human or H to H. So rightly stated by Dominic Cummins, the founder of RightMind. So it's very important that we leverage data in the right way to power customer insights, and to help get value from enterprise business applications. As consumers outside the enterprise, we are used to cutting-edge user interfaces, simple, intuitive, and elegant design, and ease of navigation with Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Uber, etc. However, when we come to business applications within the enterprise, the difference is stark. Clunky, monolithic, green screen type interfaces with complex navigation, where you need a training manual to figure out how to use the software. Why this dichotomy? You can have the most powerful software and the best business applications full of data and analysis, but if they're not user-friendly and easy with the great user design, nobody's going to use them. Traditionally, enterprise business applications like ERP, supply chain management, PLM, warehouse management systems, etc., have focused on functionality, features, and benefits with not enough attention being paid to end user design, beauty, layout, and user interface. Today, with millennials in the workforce and consumer-grade applications setting the standard, enterprise software needs to catch up quickly. The application can have all the bells and whistles in terms of functionality, but if it is not pleasing to the eye and easy to use, it does not matter. User adoption will be minimal, and the entire investment to procure, implement, maintain, and support the application will be wasted. With customer demands at an all-time high, minimal brand loyalty, low switching costs, and ephemeral tastes, it is essential that business applications focus on user experience, design, beauty, and elegance. Production-grade enterprise resource planning, or ERP, systems must incorporate consumer-grade quality of design with anytime, anywhere access on multiple form factors. Desktop, laptops, tablets, smartphones, and phablets. Design must be built into the application as it begins to be conceptualized and carried throughout its entire life cycle, rather than being bolted on as an afterthought. It is no wonder that some business application software providers are investing in in-house design and creativity and creative agency talent to overhaul their legacy product portfolios, with laser focus on the end user, smart thinking, which will bolster the bottom line and make Wall Street smile, don't you think? Imagine a workplace where everyone engages and contributes their full intellectual capacity, a place where people are happier and healthier because they have more control over their work, a place where everyone is a leader. All this is possible, but not with the current leadership paradigm. That's by Captain David Marquette. Leadership has a key role to enable the correct usage of data. We call them leaders because they go first, because they take the risk before anyone else does, because they will choose to sacrifice so their people will be safe and protected. That's a quote by Simon Sinek. Design won't save the world, but it damn sure makes it look good. So to conclude, we have a lot of data, and the growth of data is only going to exponentially increase with connected devices that will be adopted across the world in scale and in greater and wider scope. We need systems, applications, and tools to analyze the data to give us predictive insight into what the customer wants. That will enable us to make use of it and to be proactive and to delight the customer. All this can only be possible with the right leadership at the top, where we dispel the traditional old leader-follower model and replace it with the new leader-leader model. This is easier said than done. It requires a paradigm shift in the way we think, act, and an overhaul of our values, beliefs, and attitudes. We have made a beginning. Now it's time to continue to move forward. and build on the progress that has been made. This is Sal Selly. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Talk to you soon. Thank you.